High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company, Community Medical Center, Dr. Chick James, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Lifetime Vision Center, Runza, Stat Brothers, Consolidated Grain and Barge, FNM Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, MERS Farm Equipment, and Dins Country Meat.
And good evening, everybody, from the Rural Activity Center in Fall City. It's time for girls sub-district basketball action tonight. It's the D2 Sub-District 1 Championship, the title game tonight, between top seed Fall City Sacred Heart and number 2 seed Sterling. Sacred Heart comes in here 22-2 on the year. Sterling will come into the ball game now with a record of 14-6 after their win on Tuesday night. The Irish advanced with a win over Lewiston, 74-32. Sterling advanced with a win over Del Rodel, 55-39. That's how the two teams arrived here for this one tonight. They have history. They matched up in the very first game to start the season, as is typical, with Sacred Heart and Sterling. That's a traditional opener for both schools. And this year, back to last year in December, it was Sacred Heart with a win over Sterling that night by a score of 70-47. Now, again, we'll point out that was before Sterling had Dakota Ludeman able to play. She's a starter now for them at guard, and she was not eligible to play yet then because she had transferred to Sterling from Johnson County Central and had to sit out the first semester of basketball. So that should make a difference for the Jets tonight with Ludeman in the ballgame and in the starting lineup. The winner tonight moves on to district play a week from tomorrow night somewhere, and in all likelihood, the loser of this game will also get a wild card to the district competition next week. It's not guaranteed for Sterling. Sacred Heart's number 2 in the wild card. Win or lose, they'll be in the district next Friday somewhere if you want to win or on a wild card, and it looks like Sterling the same. Probably here, the number 2 seed, there's a very good chance it's going to be another one of those long-distance trips, just like last year when the Irish went out to Hastings, which wasn't so bad when they had to turn around the next day. The Irish fans would go to Cozad for the boys' game in the boys' district final on Saturday. So it's kind of setting up the same way from that aspect. We'll see what happens. We'll know more about that come maybe tomorrow or at least by the weekend, who, where, and when. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk about the starters and more after this break on PTNC.
Stat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Stat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Stat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms. Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Rural Activity Center at Sacred Heart, it's the D2 sub-District 1 championship ball game. St. Hart, top seed, will be the home team on the scoreboard tonight. Sterling, number 2 seed, will be the visitors. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First of all, for Coach Josh Pfeiffer, his Sterling Gentile, go a 5'7 sophomore, Macy Richardson. 5'6 junior, Ella Winger. A 5'9 junior in Dakota Ludeman, a guard. 5'8 senior, Tara Walters. And 5'9 senior, Katie West. Those are your starting 5 tonight for the Sterling Jets. We also will see Katie Cole, a 5'7 sophomore, off the bench. She came off the bench, scored 10 here on Tuesday night. For Coach Luke Sando, his 5 starter tonight will be 5'10 junior Rachel Magdan to the point, 5'8 sophomore Olivia Eichhoff, 5'7 sophomore Jessica Wartenberger, 5'10 junior Harrison Vonderschmidt, and 5'10 senior Danielle Bippus. For your starting 5 for the Irish tonight, we also will expect to see Delaney Wood, who came off the bench to score 10 the other night. We'll also see Emma Littrell, the ball game, a 5'8 junior for the Irish, and 6 foot sophomore Macy Keller, and possibly Ellis Simon, who had 8 on Tuesday night, a 5'5 junior. So those are the starting lineups at the Rowe Activity Center at Sacred Heart. Now, some of the COVID protocols got changed a little bit late last week. So I believe they're letting in 75% of capacity for this ball game. And I can tell you now, this is the largest crowd I've seen at a Sacred Heart ball game as far as Irish fans so far this season here at the Rowe Activity Center. So they're taking advantage of being able to get in and see the kids play in this ball game tonight. Sterling, they have some fans here. It's a ways down here, as usual, from Sterling. We do invite all of our Sterling fans to tune in the ballgame at mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button and pick KTNC. One more 2-minute timeout, then back. The tip-off coming up on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Falls City.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers, El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
In today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the family dental office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And they're introducing the Sacred Heart starters. The crowd on here and here after the national anthem tonight. Sacred Heart sitting number 2 in the wild card points, right behind undefeated Humphrey St. Francis. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, right, 6, 7, 8, 9. The first 9 teams in the wild card points are all playing tonight. Philadelphia sits in at number 10 and hoping for a wild card, but Sterling or City Heart will get one of them. Sterling sitting number 6 in the wild card points headed into tonight's ball game. All right, we are ready to get it underway. City Heart will go right to left toward the west bucket as we look at it here from the south side of the Rural Activity Center. And we are ready to go. It will be Erickson Vonderschmidt stepping in there against Macy. Tip will be controlled. It will go to Wurtenberger, figure out basketball. To the front, Olivia Eichhoff out between the circles over to Magdan. Wide open three up off the back iron. Too strong. Rebound ran down by Wurtenberger for the Irish. And she'll take it back out top. They'll reset the offense. Eichhoff on the left side. Back to Magdan. Zoned up, part of the Sterling Jets. Left side, Wurtenberger. Inside, Vonderschmidt. One dribble around the defender, and up and in. Harrison Vonderschmidt with the 2 points there. Puts the Irish ahead by a score of 2-0. Macy Richardson, right side, into the paint, down the lane, scoops it up. No, Wurtenberger grabs another rebound. Ahead to Magan. She throws it forward to Vonderschmidt in the paint to Pippis. Knocked away from her. It goes Eichhoff. She misses. Gets it back. Puts it up. Puts it down. And the Irish take a 4-0 lead. Rebound or maybe the foul will go on Carol Walters, 35. All right, there we go. Two-pointer for Olivia Eichhoff. Had 4 Tuesday night. Free throw attempt up off the front. No good. The rebound ricochets out to Vonderschmidt. Say Hart gets the ball back. Wurtenberger thinking about it. Didn't take the three. Drives the paint. Lost the ball. Turn it over to the Jets. Richardson pushes up the floor. Now slows down at midcourt. 4-0 Sagan Hart. Minute 15 gone by in the ball game. Ludeman, the winger, inside. Throws it right to Eichhoff. And the Irish get the turnover. Olivia Eichhoff pushing it up the right side. Cut off by Ludeman. Now to Pippis, the top of the key. The senior over walking with the basketball is called. Of course, she got the dribble on the floor. All right, up the floor. It will be Sterling basketball. Looking for their first hoop. Take ball on a nervous pass over to the left side. Both teams a little nervous. Carol Walters didn't make the catch. The ball slides out of bounds. And the Irish get it back. So each team now with 2 or 3 turnovers here early on in the ball game. Here's pressure by the Jets. Winger is a very good defensive player. She does have a tendency, unfortunately, to get some fouls. But I talked to Coach Pfeiffer about that before the ball game. He said, you know, we just got to let her play. That you don't take her out of a game. Inside the Pippis, free throw line up. No. Rebound ends up in the hands of Vonderschmidt. She couldn't connect. And a held ball will go to Sterling. So the rebound to Vonderschmidt, then taken away, held ball, and it goes to the Jets on the alternating possession. Richardson to the front court, 5:50 to go to Ludeman, top of the key, back to Richardson. Moving the ball to the right side, down the lane, throws it up at the hoop. Missed it. Wurtenberger gets the rebound to get ahead to Pippis. And she goes down in a heap between a couple of Jet defenders. And the ball is out of bounds and will belong to the Irish. First substitution of the ball game, 5'7 sophomore Katie Bolt into the action for the Jets in place of Walters. The Irish bring it in. It goes into Eichhoff, back into the paint. The inbounder, that was Magdan. She turns around in the paint. Can't connect from about 6 feet. The ball bounces on the rim a couple of times. It evades everybody. It goes out of bounds. Sterling ball. 4-0, Sagan Hart. Richardson gives the ball off to Bolt. To the top to Ludeman and over to Walbert. Over to Winger. Winger out to Ludeman. Thought about a triple. Didn't take it. Now it will be Walters or Winger again. Now Richardson to Ludeman. Cota comes back. And now over it goes to Winger. Right side of the elbow. Dribbles back to the top. Down in the corner, it goes to Bull, fired across, and right to Eichhoff with another steal. Pushing it up the right side, setter set, stops, now it goes again, back out to Magdan. Free throw circle to Bippis. Turns around, back to Magdan. Over to Eichhoff. Faking, backing in, fends off of the arm, up, and good on the shot. She might have got away with one there. She kind of pushed Richardson away. Here's a three ball on the way, no good for Winger. Rebound brought down by Bippis. Bippis to Magdan. Throws it up the floor, far across the floor. Eichhoff through traffic, up, good, but it will not count. Traveling call on the Sacred Heart sophomore. She's been very aggressive so far. Let's see who's out. It's going to be Wartenberger out. In comes Lauren Malone for Sacred Heart. All right, back up the floor comes Richardson. 6-0 Sacred Heart. Ludeman with it on the right side, out to Bull. Ball dribbles across, now to Winger. Ellett back into the free throw circle. Right side, Ludeman driving the baseline, kicks it across the baseline all the way over to Richardson. Outlet pass and a three-pointer short, no good by Bolt. Rebound to Eichhoff. Eichhoff on the run, pushing that right side, trying to turn the corner. Pass back to Magdan, stolen by a Winger. Richardson, 3:50 to go. Richardson, right side, Ludeman. Backs out beyond the three-point line, fires and drops it through. Dakota Ludeman with a three-pointer. Finally gets her team on the board, 6-3. That sets up their pressure defense. Magdan to the front. Left-hand dribble across court. Malone down in the corner on the wing now to Eichhoff. Back out top. Malone back to Eichhoff. Doesn't shoot the three. Bounce pass in. Bippis all alone. Swish. There was an off, but he completely lost Danielle Bippis on the defense. 8-3 ahead to Katie Bolt on the right side. She'll give it out to Richardson. Macy will give the ball to Dakota Ludeman. Right side of the circle, same spot. Down the lane, it will be up, no good. Shot put up there by Katie Watts. Couldn't connect off a nice pass by Richardson. Here's Eichhoff on the right side wing. Reaching in, knocking away once again. Ella Winger. The ball gets loose to Bippis. Drive, shoots, too strong. It goes over the top of the rim. It lands in the hand of Harry Vonderschmidt. She puts it up and in for two more. She's got four in the Irish lead by 7. Ludeman to Winger. Drilling around, gives the ball to Richardson on the left side. Out to Ludeman. Three ball, left side, short. Rebound to Malone on the baseline. The junior guard heads up the floor, throws it ahead for Eichhoff. Drives in, right block, up, no good. And a foul on the rebound, called on Sacred Heart on Rachel Magdan on the rebound. Bippis will come out. Eichhoff will come out. And a timeout called by the Jets. They trail the Irish 10-3. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
10-3, the Irish girls leading. Sterling here in the first quarter, 2:18 to go in the first period here tonight. Moving the ball up the floor will be Sterling. Dakota Ludeman guarded now by Delaney Witt, the Irish man-to-man defense. Richardson out to Bull on the right side, drives into the paint, has the ball to the left side, and a push foul will be called on Emma Littrell. First foul of the night on Littrell, second team foul on the Irish. So Magdan, Delaney Witt, Vonderschmidt, Littrell, and Malone in the game for the Irish now. Bring it into Richardson, drives right, passes back to the middle. Two-pointer up underneath, good for Katie Ross. 10-5, inbound to Malone in the backcourt. Coming up the floor, guarded by Ludeman. Here comes a double-team trap. She dribbles right around it, and a reach-in foul will be called on Sterling on the Jets. That would go on Dakota Ludeman, her first team foul, number 2. What? No. Fouls on Ludeman. Ludeman with her first, 20, not 2. And now it's Delaney Witt back over the lawn on the left side in the corner, down low to Magdan. Pushing out, getting the defender on her back is Walker Schmidt, and over the top, the assist going to Sacred Heart. And here's a drive and a shot the other end, good by Richardson. The assist the other end, good for Magdan. That's 6 points now for Walker Schmidt. Now Magdan's the front, leading 12-7. Literal at the free throw line, turns, gives the ball out to Delaney Will, wide open. She can take that. Three ball up, no good. Rebound, Bonnerschmidt back to Witt, down the lane. Up, lost the ball out of bounds. And it will belong to Sterling. 12-7, 66 seconds to go in quarter number one. Ella Winger checking back in here for the Jets in place of Dakota Luter. We'll get a quick breather here before the end of the quarter. Winger into Richardson. Oh, here come the Jets to the front court. Wartenberger off the bench for the Irish will come in on the next break. Left side with the pass. Now it's going down there to Walters. Back it comes out. Richardson moving to the free throw circle. Dishes the ball across the plate now to the left side. And Walters on the move. Back to Richardson. Can't get inside. Should go to Katie Bold. Winger fires it down. And it's dropped and picked back up by Wuss. Can't get a rebound brought down by Littrell. Out of there, Malone on the left side. Fires it up the floor. Too high, too far inside. Off the fingertips of Rachel Magdans. Jet ball with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Littrell and Malone sit. Eichhoff is back in along with Wartenberger for Sacred Heart. Bolt out of the ball game now for the Jets. They've got their starting five back in the ball game here. Down by five, trying to chip away here before the end of the first quarter. On the right side with the basketball, Richardson, cross court, Winger. Winger back to Richardson, 13 on the clock. And now give the ball to Ludeman. Ludeman back over it goes. Richardson drives off to Winger, 5 on the clock. Back out to Richardson, had a 3, didn't take it. Now will force it up short. Ball picked out of the air by Bonnerschmidt at the buzzer after one. 12-7, the Irish lead it. Back in 1 minute. On TTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You never stop pushing to do more. And new R2 Series excavators from Bobcat don't stop either. From outstanding performance to the incredible versatility. New R2 Series excavators are designed to push your productivity to the next level. They're loaded with enhanced features for added precision to work more efficiently and comfort features to make tough jobs easier. Stop into Merz Farm Equipment in Falls City to see the next revolution from Bobcat.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock, ready to go in the second quarter. Here's the Sacred Heart Grove leading Sterling 12-7 after one here tonight. Delaney Witt will inbound the ball in the backcourt to Olivia Eichhoff for the Irish. She'll take it over to Wartenberger. Three ball, left side of the circle, no good. Rebound picked off by Katie West. Put up the floor, Richardson to Ludeman. Right side, guarded by Eichhoff, and now back off to Winger. Richardson, they run a weave out top. Ludeman down the right, out to Winger for three on the way on the back iron. No rebound again. Grabbed up by Harrison Bonnerschmidt. She's got 6 rebounds. No, she's a guard. Now over to Eichhoff. Nobody stayed back to bring the ball up. So Eichhoff will work at the point now. Magdans has moved down to the left corner. Open for three. It's up and way too strong. Loose ball rebound grabbed over on the far side by Walters. Should get it away to Ludeman. Ludeman over to Richardson. 7:05 to go. First half. The Irish leading by 5. Right side. Ludeman with it. Drives into the paint. Spins. Backs up. Now needs help. Gets to Macy Richardson. Thought about a triple. Didn't. Get it to Winger. out on the right side, back in the middle of the lumen between the circles, moving right, gets bumped by Wartenberger, and in goes Wartenberger, slaps out of there by Vonderschmidt, block shot by the junior, out to Richardson, three ball rattles out of there, hits the deck and picked up by Vonderschmidt. Sugar it away to Eichhoff, and now push it ahead to Witt. Right side, Delaney Witt all the way to the hole, off the glass, no, the blocking foul will be called on the Sterling Jets. That foul will go on Katie Rust. Katie's first, team foul number three, and Delaney Witt will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one up, and it hits the front edge, it went to the backboard. It hit the left side, and it finally went in the cylinder for a free throw made. Out of the game comes Tara Walters now. Back in goes Katie Bolt for the Jets. Free throw rattles that one all as well. And the Irish are up now 14-7. Lutman to the front with a left-hand dribble. Off it goes to Bolt, nearly taken away by Magden. Now to Richardson. She'll move up the right side. Stripped by Witt. Witt pushing the ball on the right side, slows down, waits for help. Inside Wartenberger, football game, powers it up, and it falls over the edge for 2 points. That was an extremely tough shot for Wartenberger. She had Sterling Jets hanging on her that time. The foul on Macy Richardson, her first, team foul number four. Out of the game will go Magdans. In again is Lauren Malone to the Irish, and Wartenberger to the line. Up and good. Jessica now with her first 3 points of the ballgame. All of a sudden, the Irish are up by 10 here in the second quarter, 17-7. The Jets have not scored the first 2 minutes of the second quarter. With it on the right side, Richardson over to the left side, Ludeman. Ludeman driving in. Witt fell down, gets up. Ludeman around her, down the lane. Shot going after the block again was Vonderschmidt. She left like a volleyball spike that time, and she caught some arm on Lewin. So Harrison Vonderschmidt with her first foul. Team foul number three, and Lewin to the free throw line. She has 3 points in the ballgame. She made a triple, first points of the night for the Jets. It's up and no good. She'll get another one here. Want to take advantage of every opportunity you get. Free throws, very important in a game like this, but a couple of good teams, the Jets. 14-6, Irish 22-2, and the bank is open for Dakota Lutman off the backboard and into the hole, and it's 17-8. Full court pressure, double team. Wartenberger leaning back, taken away by Richardson, winger inside to Richardson, missed it, got it back. She's got four defenders around her, and the Irish take the ball away from her in the backcourt. Now it's Malone, throws the ball ahead to Eichhoff, driving up, knocked away from behind by winger. But it goes to Wartenberger, double teamed on the baseline, throws it off the foot of Katie Bolt. Heads up play by Wartenberger. She was being going down to her knees there. So a heads up play. This is a physical ball game. So Delaney Witt will trigger the ball from the baseline, bring it in to Eichhoff, back out to Malone. Coach Luke Sound keeping that rotation the same. It will be Witt on the right wing, inside Wartenberger, posted up, back out top to Malone. Left side, Eichhoff, 15-footer, swish. Olivia Eichhoff with six of the ball, gain the lead is 11. Laid it back, Bolt for three, rebound to Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt, my score, rebounds already, up the floor, Delaney Witt. And she makes contact with Katie Bolt, who was not in position, was moving. Katie gets called for the foul. Katie's first foul, team foul number five. So it's Magdans to inbound it toward midcourt. Malone over to Eichhoff. Danielle Bippas back in the ballgame now as Vonderschmidt will sit down. Top of the key, Bippas looks, gives it to Wartenberger. Wartenberger Malone at the top of the key. Left side, Eichhoff. Back to Malone. They play catch at the 4:35 mark. Malone again. Bounce pass into Bippas. Nobody came to her. She spun around. Now out to Magdans. Back to Bippas. Now she draws a crowd. Over to Malone. Lob in. Wartenberger. Double team. Fires it up. No. Got the rebound. Missed it, but got fouled. Wartenberger doing a good job on the inside. Foul on Ella Winger, her first of the ball game. Team foul number six. So Wartenberger ready. The first one is up and off the mark. No good. Should get another one here. 19-8, the Irish by 11 here in quarter number two. Second one up and no. Rebound bounces off, and we got a push foul, and that's going to be number two on Rachel Magan as she's trying to get the rebound underneath there. Got a little shove to get some space and got caught. So Magan will sit down with two fouls. Here comes Ella Simon, a 5'5 junior, into the ball game for the Irish. Winger comes out of the ball game for the Jets now. All right, Ludeman with it to Richardson. Richardson, top of the key, right side to pull. He pulls down in the corner to Ludeman, guarded by Eichhoff. Trying to get it inside him. Pippis from behind steals the ball, saves it, and gets it ahead to Malone. And now to Eichhoff. Back to Malone. Left side wide open. Wartenberger pulls up. 10-footer. No. Two hops on the rim. Rebound to Tyhoff. Tyhoff. Vippis gets tangled up there, holding on to the ball along with Tara Walters, and Vippis spins around, knocks her to the floor, held ball, it will go to the Jets. So here we go, Ludeman out, and it's Winger back in now for the Jets. And it's going to be Winger to the front court with the dribble, now off to Richardson, 19-8, the Irish up by 11, Bolt. Moving in on Simon, down the lane. Simon blocks it, takes it away. Outlet gives it away now to Malone, back to Simon. Up the right side, bouncing to Barnes, who to check back in. Down in the left corner, Eichhoff from 15, no good. Richardson had the rebound, knocked away from her, stripped by Vivis out of bounds. Jets basketball, 3:20 to go in the half. The Jets trying to get the double figure here. They are not shooting well so far in this ball game. And here's a pass to the middle, knocked away by Vonnerschmidt out of bounds. The Irish have a lot to do with that poor shooting right now by the Jets. They're contesting everything. Nothing is easy. Inbounding from the baseline, and it's over the top of Walters, but it gets out through there to Macy Richardson. Off the winger, top of the key, three ball, short front edge, Malone with the rebound. Malone with the rebound, and here come the Irish to the front on the left side. In the corner, Eichhoff looking to the middle, and now they get to Vonnerschmidt, who got the defender on her back again. And that's another easy layup for Vonnerschmidt, eight in the ball game. The assist to Eichhoff. Left side now, a dribble drive on the baseline, cut off by Bippis. Is Walters out top. Richardson with it. Dribbles. Doesn't necessarily want to take the three, it doesn't look like. And now off the left side, Walters back to Richardson. Likes to drive. Bippis cuts her off. Keeps on going. Now to Walters. Coaching staff for the Irish wanted to travel. Didn't get it. Walters top of the key. Right sided again. Going to Richardson. Hooks the pass inside. Stolen away by Simon. She'll get it to Malone. Lauren on the right side to Simon. Guarded there by her opposite number. Williams. Two number fours matched up. Lobbed in to Vonnerschmidt. Defender on her back. Oh! Got a little shove, missed the shot. Rebound brought down by Wuss. Wuss inside, and now a drive, a basket, and no, wait a minute, the ball. Didn't the ball go in? Olivia Eichhoff got called for the foul. I looked down, Richardson, they're giving her two free throws. So apparently, maybe I saw a rebound put back. Up and good. It's 21-9 now. Wusk out of the ball game. Rather, Key Bolt out of the ball game. Ludeman back in. Free throw up and good. That ball went in, and Coach Pfeiffer saying what happened. So, well, anyway, Macy makes both free throws. Here come the Irish the other way with a minute 45 to go. Simon thought about the triple on the left side, didn't take it. She's open with a screener. Now gets the ball back to Malone. Back to her. They're looking inside for Vonnerschmidt. There's the bounce pass. Left side dribbles in. Up. Go onto the floor, no good. Fitness the rebound, can't connect. Rebound grabbed up by Walters. And here come the Jets. Walters to Winger. Back to Macy Richardson with a minute 20 to go in the quarter and in the half. Ludeman on the right side, trying to get around Simon, off to Walters. Excellent man-to-man defense played here by the Irish guy. There's nothing easy going into that paint. Kick it in, back out to Walters for three, up, no good, and the rebound to Bonnerschmidt. Bippis ends up on her backside, bouncing off Bonnerschmidt that time, I think, and now here's the Irish with the ball, an 11-point lead with 53 seconds to go. Simon loaded up, didn't fire. Now it will go into the middle to Bippis, 10-foot turnaround, banks it home. Bippis with another two, makes it 23-10, matching the biggest lead of the ball game at 13. Down the middle, Rusk up over Bonnerschmidt, no, and another Bippis rebound off the miss. And the Irish want one shot with 30 seconds to go. Malone on the right side, gives the ball up there to Eichhoff, back to Malone in the center court circle. Olivia Eichhoff on the right side. Simon over on the near left side to me. Malone holds it, 14 on the clock. Now she'll dribble guarded by Ludeman. Ludeman's a good defender. Malone, 7 on the clock, lobs it in. Bonnerschmidt the catch and missed it short between two defenders. Rebound Richardson from just across midcourt. Hit the rim, but no good. After one half of play at the Rural Activity Center in Fall City, it's Sacred Heart 23 and the Sterling Jets 10, 23-10, the Irish lead. We'll be back and give you the first half scoring after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Fall City Tiger wrestlers Wyatt Olberding and Thomas Fields. Congratulations to the two of you on earning your way to the Nebraska State Wrestling Tournament. Congratulations from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, and best of luck in the state tournament.
February is American Heart Month, and what better time to give yourself some love and attention. So while it's cold outside, come into the warmth at Family Medicine Clinic in Fall City, Nebraska for a wellness check. Our providers will personally help you achieve a healthier you through knowing your numbers and adopting healthy lifestyle habits. Make self-care and wellness a priority and call 402-245-4475 for an appointment this month. We're here for you at Family Medicine Clinic, Fall City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Rural Activity Center halftime, it's 23-10, the Irish leading Sterling. Our scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. See Jake or Tosh Arm, Connect in Auburn, or Weston Witt in Fall City. A big, long conversation down here at the scorer's table after the end of the first half. And I think it all goes back to that basket that Macy Richardson made, that apparently none of the guys in the striped shirt saw it go in, and they gave her two free throws. And I think now they realize that the ball went in and it should have been a three-point play. She made both free throws, but I don't know, in a high school game, you don't have any way to go back and look at a video or anything, so I don't know if there's anything they can do about it at this point. It's a one-point difference, but it would have been 11 instead of 10. In the first half for the Sterling Jets, Macy Richardson has 4 points in the ball game, 4 points for Dakota Ludeman, and 2 for Caitlin West, for their total of 10 first half points. They were held to just 3 points in quarter number two, a couple, all three of them, on free throws. They did not make a basket in the second period. The Jets went 3 for 4 at the line in the second quarter, and that is what they are for the game at this point. For the Irish in the first half, the scoring balanced out. Harrison Vonnerschmidt, 8 points in the first half tonight, 6 for Olivia Eichhoff. Eleni Witt had a couple at the free throw line. Jessica Wurtenberger has 3 points and 4 for Danielle Bippus tonight. The Irish on 2-3 out of 5 at the line in the second quarter gives them a 3-for-6 first half at the free throw line. Rachel Magdans has 2 fouls in the ball game for the Irish. Nobody else with more than one. And the Jets, I don't have anybody with more than one foul for the Sterling Jets at this point. So halftime score, 23-10. The Irish leading the Sterling Jets as they try to advance to the district next week, a week from Friday. Looks good for both teams. One of them making on a wild card, it would appear. Nothing's guaranteed, but that's what it looks like, at least as of tonight. 23-10, the Irish lead. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Check in with the weather. Be back with second-half action in just a few minutes on KTNC.
Farmers City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sat Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sat Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms. Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Falls City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting required.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jake Posizinski. Partly cloudy skies for the evening hours with temperatures in the upper teens. Those partly cloudy conditions will continue throughout the overnight period tonight with lows in the lower single digits. A high pressure system will remain in place over the area on Friday, bringing sunny and dry conditions that will last through the beginning of the weekend. Once again, partly sunny on Friday to end the work week with a high near 30 degrees, turning mostly cloudy for your Friday night and a low around 16. Sunshine will continue throughout the day on Saturday to begin the weekend with a high near 35, turning mostly cloudy once again for your Saturday night with isolated freezing drizzle possible during the overnight period and a low in the mid-20s. A storm system will push through the south-central part of the country on Sunday, bringing isolated snow showers and freezing drizzle to the area for the first half of the day, staying cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 36. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 15.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hey, we welcome you back. Here's the real activity. I'm just looking at a couple of numbers here at halftime. By the way, tonight over on State 101.3, the Syracuse Rockets beat the Auburn Bulldogs tonight in their sub-district final. And again, all right, they're going to add a point here. So it was Syracuse over Auburn in Class C1 sub-district 1 tonight. Harry Varnish has 8 points in the ball game here tonight. That puts her at 1,100 points for her career. She is sitting number 6 all time for Sacred Heart Girls. 1,100 up next is 1201 at number 5. She also, with 8 points tonight, now has 406. That puts her in the top 7 here. So I get a little scoring change here for Macy Richardson now. She has 5 points in the ball game. So there you go. Scoring's all fixed. Syracuse beat Auburn 45-34. 45-34 was the final there tonight in C1. All right, back to action. Here we go. Now it's 23-11. They get that added point, which at the end of the game could be a big deal. Oh, I dropped something here. I need help. Let's see. They're going to add 1 point to the Jet score. But like we said, that got changed there. So Jets had 2 for 3 there. So now they're 2 for 3 at the line instead of 3 for 4. Not that that makes any difference. Only score that matters is 23-11. The Irish have the lead. Biffus out on the right side to Magda and Sigurd. Left to right towards the east bucket here in the second half. Now it will be Magdan's out top, starting 5 in the ball game. Irish. On the right side, Eichhoff backs out. We'll give it to Magdan's. Magdan for the basketball. Holds it back. Over it goes. Wartenberger holds it. Now to the right side, Olivia Eichhoff. Bounce pass inside. Taken away by a winger. And it's off of the Irish out of bounds, and the Jets get the ball. They got some hay to make up here, down by 12. They got the firepower to do it, but they got to get the ball in the hole. That's been a problem tonight. 4 field goals so far. Richardson down the right side of the lane. Tripp fell down. Bippus knocks it loose, pushes it away to Varnishman. She's all the way up and couldn't get it to go. We got fouled in the process. She took that ball about 10 feet off the baseline and outran everybody back. Got the layup to 10, not that it was uncontested. Foul will be on Macy Richardson, her second, team foul number 1.5. And Vonderschmidt, free throw is up and good. Gives her 9 points in the ball game. Second one on the way up, and good again. Boy, I spent a lot of time bouncing around up there, but they both went in. And it's 25-11. The lead is 14. Ludeman. Go to the high post with it. Richardson back to Ludeman. Macy Richardson has 5 points in the ball game, a couple of field goals. Irish held Lewis into 11 field goals in the game there tonight, but 9 of them were three-pointers. Shot up, no good by Waller from three-point land, no good. Rebound to Bondersmith. I've got her for 10 rebounds to go with her 10 points in the ball game tonight. Pippa set shot, 15-foot baseline. No, oh, my goodness. She followed in. She went up, had the rebound, pushed from behind. She went down hard on her back, and I think she hit her head on the floor. Now, I saw her do that earlier this year, too. She hit her head on the floor. She gets up. Her teammates are smiling. Didn't hurt their head. And it's on the rebound, so the foul is on Richardson. That's her third, and that is a problem for Sterling in the pass. Nearly lost for the Irish. Went past Vonderschmidt off her hands. Saving it, Wurtenberger drives in. No, rebound brought down by Richardson. Macy with her second rebound. Now three fouls in the ballgame. We'll have to be a little careful. Out top, Ludeman with it. Now out to the right side, Richardson for three on the elbow. Buries it. He's got eight now, and it's 25-14. Full court pressure. Mag down to the backcourt over Wurtenberger. Jessica to the front with a left-hand dribble. All the way up, and to Pippis. Now needs help, and she throws the ball off the leg of Richardson, but a timeout called by the Irish. The 5:45 to go in the third. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Smiles light up our lives. Keep your smile healthy and beautiful. For high-quality family dentistry at an affordable price, call Dr. Chick James, your dental health care provider at 2107 Stone in Fall City. We all want the best for our families, and taking care of our teeth keeps us healthy and gives us high self-esteem. For regular dental checkups to orthodontic services, call the Family Dental Office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
25-14, Sacred Heart with the lead here at the RAC, the Rural Activity Center in Fall City. Wurtenberger will bring it in from the far side to Magdan. Back to Pippis, top of the circle, inside it goes. An assist to Pippis and a rolling left-hand layup for Harry Bonnerschmidt. She's got a dozen. Up the floor, Ludeman down by 13 now. Get are the Jets. Richardson forces it up. And the right side, a foul call, I believe, on Eichhoff. Olivia picks up her second foul of the ball game, first foul of the half on the Irish here. So it will be Macy Richardson at the line with 8 points. Free throw up, short, no good. Olivia Eichhoff down with Coach Luke Sano getting a bit of direction here on something. Richardson's second free throw coming up. It's good. Hit that one. It's 27-15. And throws over the top to Pippis. 3-on-2 for the Irish. She will wait, keeps on drilling now into Vonderschmidt. In the paint, right hand. Little hook shot up, no good. And the rebound out of bounds. Richardson couldn't control it. It will be Irish ball on the baseline. Rachel Magdans will be the trigger person. Everybody lines up along the right side, leaves it in for Eichhoff. Back in the middle to Magdans. She goes down the left side with a little left-hander. Up, no good. Pippis there for the rebound and the putback for Danielle Pippis. Now, quickly the other way, Katie Bolt with it back out top to Richardson. The Irish are up by 14 again. Richardson holding the basketball out top, spins into the paint, out to the winger, drives, cut off on the baseline, back out to Ludeman. Ludeman has the ball off, and now winger to Richardson, left side. Driving in, spins, cut off, and it's up off the glass for two. Richardson now in double figures with 11, the lead is 12. Sacred Heart with the ball and the lead. Magdans leaves it back for Wurtenberger. She comes to a double team. Ahead to Pippis. Oh, three ball up and no good. I don't know if she's taken one of those all year, but she took one there. Here is Richardson the other way. Leave the ball off there to pull. And a short shot from two. No good by Richardson. Another rebound by Danielle Pippis, her fifth of the ball game. And hit now to Eichhoff. That was Danielle's first three-point attempt of the season. And I might very well be the first three-point attempt for a career. I'm not sure. Halfway through the third quarter, 29-17, Saquon Hart with the lead, and walking is Magdan. Waylor stepped out in front of her, and she couldn't get set. Here comes Walters back in, Tara in for the Jets in place of Waylor. Sitting down, Eichhoff and Wurtenberger for the Irish into the ball game. Delaney Witt and Lauren Malone. Richardson walks it up across the midcourt circle. Hands the ball off now to Ludeman. Uses up her dribble back to Richardson. The two of them play out top. Richardson spinning into the paint, slipped. Got the ball, and it's taken away by Magdan. She got her hand in front of it. Ahead to Witt. Delaney Witt will back it up, and now out between the circles to Magdan. Rachel moving the ball to the left side. Looks underneath Pippis in the left side. Left hand, no. Rebound, Richardson. Richardson up the floor on the left side of Ludeman. Stutter step goes inside the paint, bounces off of Vonderschmidt, and hits the deck, and gets called for traveling. Pippis coming out. She's had a rough and tumble third quarter, but it's been a good one for her. Few rebounds, three rebounds, couple of points, and so good defense. Now, over the top, it will be Malone. And Elytra will be down low on the post now at the moment. Now comes the high post, and the ball with moves from the right to the left. Back coming to the left. She fends off with a free arm. Her pass caught by Vonderschmidt. Can't get her to go, and the rebound to West. Not sure that's where that was intended to go. Full for three. Up too short. No good. Rebound to Witt on the far side. Delaney Witt up on the left side of the basketball. Moving the ball forward. Timeout called by Saquon Hart with 2.5 to go in the period. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
29-17, the lead belongs to the Saquon Hart Irish Girls over the Sterling Jets here in the Class D2 Sub-District 1 game tonight at the Rowe Activity Center on the campus of Saquon Hart School. Top seed hosting the sub-districts this year. Richardson was out. She checks in. Now out comes Tara Walters again. Literal inbound from the sideline to Magdan. She looks. Got a pick from Vonderschmidt. Trying to pick and roll. Didn't work. Delaney Witt, right to left. Lobs it in to Vonderschmidt. Kicks it back out to Malone. Lauren through the middle. Gives it there to Literal. Ball knocked away by Walters to Magdan. It goes between the circles, guarded by Ludeman. Moving to the right side now over to Malone. 2:05 to play in the third quarter. Magdan fakes the three. Rachel has not scored yet in this ball game. Witt for three on the flat iron. No good. Rebound to Richardson. So what she did two tonight. She just took over rebounding all the shots in the second half. She's starting to warm up under that board here a little bit. Ludeman, right side elbow, needs help. Witt falls down, gets it to Richardson, back to Ludeman. Free throw line dribbles in, forces it up, no. Rebound to Witt. Delaney Witt, off the floor. Left side, keeps on going all the way to the hole, and draws the foul on the Jets. I think that's going to be on West. Katie West picks up her second foul of the evening. Team foul number three. And the free throw for Witt, up and good. Delaney Witt now has 3 points all at the line. Wurtenberger back into the ball game. Vonderschmidt sits down for Saquon Hart. And the free throw for Witt. A short rebound picked off by Ludeman. Ludeman up the floor. Cut off. Now cuts inside all the way to the hole. And runs right over Jordan Malone, who got there late. and gets called for the foul. The bucket is good. Malone's first, team foul number two. Lieberman with the bucket has 6 points, headed to the line where she's 1-for-2 on the night. It's 30-19. Here comes the free throw for Dakota Ludeman. It's up. It's off the mark. No good. And the rebound ran down by Littrell. Littrell with the basketball gives it off to Malone. Being chased in the backcourt. Now throws ahead to Witt. In the corner, Wurtenberg. She can knock down a three if you leave her out there. Her pass across the defense is tipped away. Out of bounds by the Jets. Sacred Heart ball. So the Irish with the ball here. On the baseline, Lauren Malone with it, looking for a cutter, needs help, gets it out to Witt, made the catch beyond the three-point line, now gets herself squared up, fires over to Lauren Malone, back to Witt, wide open, over to Malone, she'll hold it on the elbow and back to Witt. So the Jets are playing man-to-man defense here, now out to Lauren Malone. Lauren, kind of a defensive specialist, a ball handler for the Irish. She has not spent a lot of time shooting the basketball. And now Witt driving to the free throw line. One from one side to the other, trying to roll a hookup. Ball knocked loose. It came right back to her with 30 seconds to go. And now to Malone, I'm sure Luke Cassano is going to say, let's play for one. So it will be Wurtenberger on the right sideline. 10 seconds off the clock there. Now Witt. Looking. You know, I'll leave her alone 3 feet behind the line because she'll shoot it and knock it down. 30-19, Malone coming around the right side, guarded by Ludeman. Gets a pick, and they're coming over, and a reach-in foul called on Ella Winger. Came up behind one of her teammates there. Almost got away with it. Got the ball knocked loose, but not quite. Into the game comes Katie Wusk, and back in for the Irish comes Harrison Vonderschmidt with 6 seconds to go. Inbound to Vonderschmidt. Now to Magdans. Fires a long three on the rim. No. Rebound. Wurtenberger. The putback will not go. After three quarters, Sagar 30 and Sterling 19. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Verse Farm Equipment in Fall City has a full lineup of proven Bobcat equipment helping you power through the most challenging jobs and the toughest projects to get more done every day. Stop in to demo the latest in compact equipment. Our dedicated staff of factory-trained technicians are here to provide the regular service that keeps your equipment running strong. MERS Farm Equipment in Fall City is proud to be your authorized Bobcat dealer.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock, fourth quarter to go here at the D2 Sub-District 1 game. Sacred Heart and the Sterling Jets. The winner goes to the district final a week from tomorrow night. And as we said, pretty good chance whoever loses this game will go anyway. It's Jets basketball. They got a hill to climb here, down by 11 to start the third period, start the fourth quarter, excuse me. It will be a give and go from Richardson to Ludeman, back to Richardson. And she spins in, had it knocked loose. Witt is in there, Eichhoff, Malone, Vonderschmidt, and Magdan for the Irish. And a bucket that won't count as it's traveling before the pass got to the shooter that time. And the Irish get the ball facing full court pressure here. Malone up the floor, comes with double team, gives it to Witt. She'll run around the left side and pick play. Here comes a winger for the layup on the other side. Got it to go, her first two of the night. And it's 30-21. The lead is down to 9 now. Malone in the backcourt over to Magdan. She comes front court, left-hand dribble. Over it goes to Witt, right side, down to Eichhoff. Lobs it into Vonderschmidt. Boy, she drew a crowd. Pass gets through her hands, over it goes to Magdan, and Rachel will set shot for about 8 feet, up and good, the lead back to 11. And now back, winger fakes the three, drives up, and Eichhoff got her on the wrist as she put the shot up. Olivia picked up her third foul, team foul number three of the ball second half here for the Irish. Winger to the line. Elizabeth, the Jets are going to be very aggressive on the offensive end. Free throw is up and off the mark, no good. They're now 3-for-7 at the line. The Irish are 6-of-10 in the ball game so far. Wurtenberger back in for the Irish and plays him alone now. So Sigurd with Vonderschmidt, Magdans, Eichhoff, and Wurtenberger, along with Delaney Witt in there. Free throw up and swish. Katie Bolts in the ball game along with, and I heard a long pass up the floor ahead to Witt, cross court, Eichhoff moving in, up, no, but a foul on Katie Bolt, her first second. Team foul number five. So let's start again. Macy Richardson, Ella Winger, Dakota Luba all in there. Katie Wusk and Katie Bolt in the ball game for the Jets. Free throw for Eichhoff is up and good. Olivia has 7 points in the ball game now, 1-for-2 at the line. The lead is back to double figures at 11. Second one coming here for the Irish sophomore. It's off, no good. Rebound to Katie Bolt. Ahead, Macy Richardson up the floor, top of the key, off the right side, looks. Leaves the ball off to Bolt, now swing it, left side winger. Sayhart staying in that man-to-man defense. Richardson pulls up, 15-footer left side on the rim, no. Rebound to Witt, Delaney Witt on the deck, up the floor, across the midcourt circle to Wurtenberger, back to Witt, out top, bounce pass, Eichhoff in the paint. Defender knocked it loose, and Eichhoff said, oh, go right down the lane, throw it off the glass and put it in. She's got 9 now, and the lead is 13. Witt nearly knocked it away. Dakota Luden recovers, sets up, three-pointer, corner up, no, rebound, Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt with the board, lob it over the top, headed for Wurtenberger, stolen away by Richardson. Richardson up the floor and reaching in, Wurtenberger takes it away. And back, winger knocked it loose. Wurtenberger got it back, winger knocked it loose again. Out of bounds this time, Sigurd ball in front of their bench. Magdans will inbound. The Jets are speeding the Irish up here a little bit. And they're trying to go for some home run plays, and they've not worked a couple of times. All right, Magdans will inbound from right in front of her own bench. Now in the corner, Wurtenberger back to Magdans. Thought about an open three, didn't take it. Now she'll go to Eichhoff. Tried to look left and throw right. Wurtenberger caught in the corner, and Coach Luke Sano has to call a timeout to save a possession here. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5:39 left in our ball game. Sigurd up 13, 35-22. The Jets is having a tough time getting ball in the hole tonight, scoring just 22 points so far through 3 1/3 quarters here, basically. 5:39 left in this fourth quarter. So the Jets break tunnel first. It'll be Sigurd basketball down to the right side corner. On the sideline, Magdans will trigger, guarded there by Walters. All right, everybody ready. And Magdans will trigger into Vonderschmidt. Harry will take the ball out top to Delaney Witt. Left side, Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger throws back into the middle. And tended there. It got all the way down low, tipped around. Barnes had caught it. She was under the basket, a little bit behind the backboard, threw it up and hit the bottom of the rim, and comes down and goes off her out of bounds, and it will be Jets basketball. So to the right side, Ludeman, wall wide open, going to take it down, pass to the corner. Three ball, Walter, switch from the left corner. And Walter for their first bucket of the ball game. And a timeout called by the Jets with 5:13 to go. They're within 10. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Tiger wrestlers Wyatt Olberding and Thomas Fields. Congratulations to the two of you on earning your way to the Nebraska State Wrestling Tournament. Congratulations from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, and best of luck in the state tournament.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Other games around the air tonight. Syracuse advances with a win over Auburn tonight. 45-34 in that game. Full court pressure. Gives the ball in the middle. Varner, she'll throw it front court to Bippus, who checks back in. Bippus turns, and the ball tipped by Wingert. Out of bounds. Sacred Heart ball on the far sideline. East Atchison girls, the Wolves, picked up a win tonight over Nottoway Holt, 56-33, ending their regular season. Take the ball into Vonderschmidt on the left side of the rim. She was underneath too far, dribbled across the lane, and her pass back out to a teammate tipped away by the Jets out of bounds. And again, right in front of the Irish bench, it will be Witt to bring it into backhand. Now to Eichhoff on the right side, way out top, beyond the arc. High post is Bippus at the free throw line, down low, Vonderschmidt just leaning in there on Katie Wust. Now back, a little weave out top for the Irish. Eichhoff will hand to Bippus, or excuse me, hand to Witt. Witt coming back, reversed, and Wingert stepped out on her. Couldn't get the steal, and Ella picks up her third foul, team foul number 6. So the Irish are going to be in the bonus the rest of the ball game now. All right, Mag Dance, guarded by Ludeman. Bippus comes out, sets a pick. Mag Dance keeps on going, now passes over to Witt on the left side. 4:15 to go. Witt coming across, and she's going to be fouled by Ludeman. Dakota picks up her second foul, and that's 1-1 now for the Irish. Delaney Witt, 3-for-4 at the line tonight. The lead for the Irish is 10 at the 4:14 mark. Witt ready, fires it up, and got it. She'll get another one here. It's now an 11-point lead. That's pretty much where it's been most of the ball game. The Irish led by as many as 13 in the second quarter. Witt good again. It got down to 7 here early in the fourth quarter, but the Irish now back up by a dozen. Witt the ball, Winger on the left side, back to Richardson. Macy back over to Winger for 3, and a tight call from the left side of the circle. Ella Winger now has 6 in the ball game. That's her first 3 ball. Eichhoff up the floor, backs away from the double team, and fires a baseball pass over Witt. Inside to Vonderschmidt, up and good on that left side. Took a little more time that time, got squared up and right off the backboard for 2. Winger out to Ludeman. Left corner, Walters, 3 ball on the rim, no. Rebound, Richardson, and Bippus reaches in, ties her up, but a timeout call by Josh Pfeiffer prior to the held ball being called. So we will take a timeout and be back here after this 30-second break on KTNC.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to the Rural Activity Center. Another sub-district game tonight, C2. It's Freeman over Johnson County Central, final 38-26. Freeman advances to the district final in C2. State wrestling gets underway for classes B and C tomorrow. Wish the local kids take part. Good luck in that as well. All right, the Jets looking to inbound it on their own end here into Ludeman. Back it goes to Winger. Ellis back it into the paint. Should be fouled by Rachel Magdan. No, they call that on Delaney Witt. Delaney picks up her first. Team foul number 4 on Sagan Hart. 3:26 to go. The lead is 11. Winger pass tipped by Magdan, but it gets into Richardson. Now she'll give it to Winger. Back to Ludeman. Jets don't have a lot of time. They got to start putting the ball up toward the hoop. Winger with it. 3:14 to go. Guarded man to man. Now she goes around Witt, and she tried to pass it off, and it's tipped out of bounds by Vonderschmidt and or Bippis. And it's going to be Jet ball. Winger will trigger from the baseline. Looking. Low lobs it out too far. Going backcourt to get it will be Macy Richardson. She'll bring him back up the floor here. Now to Ludeman. 3:02 to go. Dakota spins in the lane. Guarded by Pippis. Knee up over the right side. Walters and back now into the hands of Katie Wass. Katie to Ludeman to the corner for Richardson. Three ball in and out. No good. Rebound. Danielle Pippis again. Pippis gives the ball off to Witt. Back to Pippis and out over to Magdams. And up the floor. And a reach-in foul on Ella Winger will be Ella's fourth foul of the ball game. So she'll have to be more careful the rest of the way here. That will put Rachel Magdams at the line to shoot 1-1. She has shot a bunch of free throws in her career here for Sagan Hart, just a junior. First one on the way up and off. No good. Rebound. Foul. Going to be called on Harrison Vonderschmidt. We'll have to try to tip it out. Her second foul. Team foul number 5 of the ball game. Or the second half, excuse me. Ludeman up the right side. Gets a pick by Richardson. Back over right side to Walters. 2:25 and counting. Walters guarded by Pippis. Off the side to the right. Ludeman down in the corner. Walters. They're looking inside. They can't get the ball in there against that man-to-man. Irish really tightened the screws down defensively. Here's the ball. Tipped and tended for Ludeman. Eichhoff knocks it out of bounds. Coach Pfeiffer didn't make a very good play on the ball for the Jets that time. They hit him right in the shoulder. Winger into Richardson, 2:10 to play. Stepping up, stop. Now to Ludeman, right side. Back over to Winger. Moves around, gives the ball to Richardson. Richardson spinning in, guarded by Magdans. Back to Walters, left side. Up the ladder, too far off the fingers of Key West. Out of bounds, Sagan Hart basketball with 1:55 to go. Where might a district final be? Boy, that is a good question. It may be another cross-the-state trip for one or both of these teams. Here comes Magdans up the floor. Winger reached over behind, didn't get it knocked loose. Ahead to Witt. Lady Witt stops, night of travel, throws the ball back. It's tipped by the Jets out of bounds. It's Sagan Hart basketball on the baseline with 1:41 to go. Magdans from the baseline will look into the top to Witt. Takes the ball, guarded by Lewin, backs up, now dribbles up. Around the pick by Vonderschmidt. Now a weave out top. Ludeman cuts off Magdans. Rachel keeps the dribble. Just fit us in a circle. Back to Magdan's. Clock winding down here. The Jets are going to have to foul or something, or else they're just going to dribble the clock out here. Triple team, get it down to Witt in the corner. Back out to Magdan's. Right side to Eichhoff. She knows where the hole is. Heads that way. Up short, no good. Rebound brought down by Lust. Up the floor. Here comes Rickson driving in. Shooting, no. Rebound, Danielle Bippis. Bippis with the rebound. Less than a minute to go, and Witt up the floor into Varnerschmidt. Back out to Magdan's near midcourt. The lead is 11 with 49 seconds to go, and the Irish is playing keep away now. To run out the clock here. Eichhoff over to Witt. Delaney Witt knocked loose by Richards, the sophomore, strapped for it. And they end up out of bounds. It will be Sagar basketball. 37 seconds left. Bring the ball in backcourt to Eichhoff. Shook off the floor from behind. Comes Ludeman, knocks it away. Stays for the Irish with 32 seconds to go in the ball game. For the Irish, and Delaney Witt comes over. Inbound in between the from the scores table base, so Magdan's in the backcourt. Double team. Throws it up over the top and on the bounce into the stands. The Jets will get it back with 25 seconds to go. Ludeman will get it into Richardson. Top of the key, left side now. Walters with it. Back to Richardson. Driving in on Eichhoff. Make sure to go around. Up, no traveling call. And the Irish get it one more time with 14 seconds to go. The Jets still trapping here, trying to bring it into Magdan to the backcourt. Over it goes to Delaney Witt. She'll dribble up to the front court, throw it forward to Vonderschmidt. Back to Magdan's, and now it's all over. No more fouling, no more shots. The final score, Sagan Hart 39, and the Sterling Jets 28. 39-28, your final score. The Irish with the win. They advance the district title game with a win. We'll be back and wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on PTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. C.J. Cartage, Arm Connect in Auburn, or Weston Witt in Falls City. Final night, our girls D2 sub-district one title game, 39-28. The Irish with the win. The game didn't have a lot of high-powered offense. Pretty good defense by both teams. Say Hart, I thought, played very good defense. I'm really shutting down the Jets in this contest. Your final scoring. Starting now 14-7 on the year. They are led by Macy Richardson with 11 points. Ella Wingard and Dakota Luden had 6 points apiece. Tara Walters had 3. Katie Wask had 2 in the ball game. The Jets went 4 for 8 at the free throw line in tonight's ball game. For the Irish tonight, they're led by Harrison Vonderschmidt. I had her for 14 points and 11 rebounds in the ball game. 9 points for Olivia Eichhoff tonight. Danielle Bippis, 6 points, 7 rebounds in my score sheet. 5 points for Delaney Witt tonight, all at the free throw line. 2 points for Rachel Magdans in the contest. And 3 more for Jessica Wurtenberger in the ball game. Sagan Hart went 9 for 15 at the free throw line, and they are now 23-2 on the air. They'll play district final action next Friday night, a week from tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon somewhere. They'll be in the district final somewhere across this great state of Nebraska, and they'll probably be the number two seed, and we'll see who they end up playing. It could be somebody way out west. We'll find out. We'll know more hopefully tomorrow or Saturday. We'll let you know where it's at, and we'll be there bringing that ball game at either on KTNC or Sunny 101.3. And hopefully if the Jets get the wild card, maybe we can cover them too as well in a district final a week from tomorrow night. Well, that's going to wrap it up. The Irish win tonight, 39-28. Our scoring recap and game recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Finance, C.J. Cartage, Arm Connected, Auburn, Western Wick in Falls City. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody.